On April 22nd at 7 o'clock, Vassar College will host a panel discussion reflecting on the documentary Conscience Point, which chronicles decades-long resistance by the Shinnecock Nation to overdevelopment and their practices by their elite Hamptons neighbors. Panel members will include Vassar alumna Allie Joseph, longtime Shinnecock activist and Shinnecock tribal attorneys, Professor Molly McGlennon, and American Studies major Julia Dunan will facilitate the conversation. It's an Earth Day event which highlights Vassar's year-long reckoning with Native American land acknowledgement practices and relationship building with indigenous nations in the region. This morning, to talk about it all, we welcome producer Allie Joseph. Allie, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Vassar student Julia Noonan is with us. Thank you.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Very nice to have you with us. And Program Director of American Studies and Native Studies, Professor Molly McGlennon. Molly, thank you for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate being here.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have you on our program, and thank you for the great work that you're doing. Julia, basically, this was all your idea, so tell us how you came to it and why you wanted to explore it.
That's nice of you to say. I was referred the movie by my advisor, who is actually a biology professor at Vassar. She hadn't seen the movie, but I watched it. I actually watched it twice, right in a row, and took furious notes on it for my thesis. And I just thought that it was something the department had to see, and I was lucky enough that the head of the department, Professor McGlennon, was like, actually, this is something the whole school should see, and I couldn't agree more.
So let us talk about, before we get to the film itself, so how this works is people have the opportunity to see the film, right? You make the link available, they can watch the film, and then they can take part in this virtual discussion to talk about it, which will take place on Earth Day, if I have that correct.
Correct.
Excellent. All right. So...
Yeah,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, registration for the event is on Vassar.edu on the events page.
Vassar.edu on the events page, and I'll mention that at the end of the program as well. So, Allie, let us talk to you about how you came to this film and to ultimately what you all were looking to put a spotlight on.
Absolutely. First, let me just clarify that in your lead-up intro, I am neither a Shinnecock attorney nor a longtime activist. So
No. You know what?
Sure, people know that. Yeah. While I have some good qualities. Unfortunately, those are not among.
No, you make a great point. It's the problem with not being able to hear commas on the radio. The panel members include you. There will also be a Shinnecock activists.
and
Shinnecock
those,
tribal
and those
attorneys
folks, should be named. They are more important, in my opinion, than me. They are Tila Troge, Kelly Darlene Dennis, Rebecca Genia, and Shane Weeks, as well as our director Trevor Wormveld, who is the creator of this film. It should be noted, initially, of course. And they will all be on to talk about, and they're all, the first four are all Shinnecock citizens, as am I. For those who do not know, the Shinnecock Nation is one of the oldest self-governing tribes in the eastern United States. We are on the eastern coast of Long Island in the Hamptons, the way most people know about it. And most people don't know there are indigenous people in the Hamptons, but we are there. We have been there for over 10,000 years in our original homeland, never removed to a reservation by the U.S. government elsewhere. So that is something that's very important to note and key to this film, which, among other things, is about Rebecca, Becky, Genia, and some of the other supporting cast's important and really vital role in fighting for Shinnecock ancestral sacred burial grounds, which, as you might imagine, for people who've been in one area for over 10,000 years, are scattered around the area that most people now think of as the Hamptons, and oftentimes in areas that are dug up for development. And the film chronicles the efforts of these people and others over many years, in some cases, to fight for burial grounds protections against the town of Southampton for the prevention of digging up of what ultimately are sacred grave sites. And I came to the film, to answer your original question, but I did want to give a little background for those who have not seen it or heard it, through some independent filmmaking circles. I myself am a journalist and producer for many years and a member of the Shinnecock Nation. And I heard about the film that Trevor Wormfeld was making, and I reached out to her, and we began to talk about how I might support her efforts. She was fairly far along in creating the film already and has been shooting for some time and working with Becky and some of the others. And so I functioned as a facilitator, as producers do, to help complete the film and to give a Native perspective on the issues, which are very sensitive beyond that of the characters or subjects as they were telling their stories from a narrative perspective. So that was that's sort of how I came to things.
Excellent. I also want to bring in Molly McGlennon to this discussion as Program Director of American Studies and Native Studies at Vassar. So, Molly, talk a little bit of how this fits into the overall work that the college has been doing on this reckoning with Native American land acknowledgement.
Oh, thank you for that question. Yeah, you know, I was hired about 15 years ago to start the Native American Studies program. So I feel like reckoning's been happening since 1861 at Vassar. But in the last year, it's been, there's been sort of a year-long reckoning of what land acknowledgement means and what it can mean, what it can do. And that's in part because of Vassar's own issues with being non-compliant with NAGPRA, which is the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, which in short is a safeguard. It's a federal law that, establishes procedures for discovery of excavation and cultural items and Native remains. So I can't get into the details of the legalities, but Vassar has, spent the year legally reconciling that. But I think it's a much bigger thing. What does it mean, to confront this? What does it mean to take the leadership of Native peoples and how to move forward when there aren't Native peoples have been rarely claimed by Vassar? There's been, I'm one of only a couple of Native professors. There's not many Native students.
Yeah.
And so I think this land acknowledgement and writing official land acknowledgement is really an opportunity to take a hard look at Vassar as an institution, and that incidents like this are not just stray blemishes on the college and an otherwise kind of noble history, but they go to the very structure of what Shane Weeks says in the film, institutionalized colonialism. Native peoples matter very little, and that they're expendable, precisely because their worldviews are in opposition to the policies of capitalism and extractive policies and consumption, cultural consumption. And these are all things that the film grapples with so vividly and dynamically. And so I couldn't resist using this as a way to have a conversation about reflecting on the work that not only Vassar's done, but I think a lot of people are having, these conversations and thinking about.
We only have about a half a minute left, but Julia, I'll give you the last word. So how can people take part in this event?
Well, they can find it on the Vassar events page, vassar.edu, and then you'll see a title page for the events page, and it's currently titled Conscience Point Discussion and Film with alumni Ali Joseph, or you could find it at creativearts.vassar.edu.
Excellent. Well, it's a wonderful conversation to have, a very important conversation to have, and a wonderful opportunity for people to have that conversation. You can find out more, again, by going to vassar.edu/events, vassar.edu/events. It happens on April 22nd at 7 p.m., and a wonderful panel discussion to be taking place. I want to thank all of you for being with us. Allie, Julia, and Molly, thank you very much for being a part of the program. I appreciate it, and best of luck with your work. You're listening.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.